standards no matter what, even if it didn't seem possible? Or have you ever lost at something that you wanted to win? Felt stupid when you were wrong? Wished you could have a major do-over? And what happens when you do mess up? Do you feel hopeless, like you can never recover from the mistake? If your answer to any of these questions is yes, then this book is for you. If you're going to lose, and you are because everyone does, then why not put a positive spin on it? How do you do that? By learning from it. A loss isn't totally a loss if you learn something from it. Of course, that's not always easy to do. In a favorite Peanuts comic strip, Charlie Brown walks away from Lucy after a baseball game, head down, totally dejected. Another ball game lost. Good grief, Charlie moans. I get tired of losing. Everything I do, I lose. Look at it this way, Charlie Brown, Lucy replies. We learn more from losing than we do from winning. That makes me the smartest person in the world, replies Charlie. Lucy's advice makes a lot of sense, but not everyone learns from his losses. A loss doesn't turn into a lesson unless we work hard to make it so. Losing gives us a chance to learn something, but many people do not seize that opportunity. And when they don't, that's when losing hurts. It's hard to learn when we're feeling down because then we have to do things that aren't natural. It's hard to smile when we are not happy. It is difficult to respond with a good attitude when we're numb with defeat. How will we face others when we are humiliated? How do we get back up when we are continually knocked down? If you really want to become a learner, you need to change the way you look at your losses or mistakes and develop some important qualities that will help you respond to them. I hope this book will be of value to you, teaching you how to learn from your losses. Most of us need someone to help us figure out how to do that. I believe that by developing the qualities that follow and practicing them in your own life, you can learn to move forward from mistakes and use what you learn to grow and succeed. Humility, the spirit of learning. Reality, the foundation of learning. Responsibility, the first step of learning. Improvement, the focus of learning. Hope, the motivation of learning. Teachability, the pathway of learning. Adversity, the catalyst for learning. Problems, opportunities for learning. Bad experiences, the perspective for learning. Change, the price of learning. Maturity, the value of learning. Saint Ignatius Loyola, one of the world's greatest educators, once said that we learn only when we are ready to learn. Emmett Fox, noted 20th century spiritual leader, said that difficulties come to you at the right time to help you grow and move forward by overcoming them. The only real misfortune, he observed, the only real tragedy comes when we suffer without learning the lesson. If you're like most people, you've suffered some loss in your life. Are you ready to learn from it? I hope you'll join me in looking at how you can turn losses into opportunities and how you can see failures from a different perspective. The ideas in this book can help you now and will continue to do so as you grow into young adulthood. Everybody messes up. You only need to learn how to move on from it. Chapter 1. When you're losing, everything hurts. My friend Robert Schuller once asked, "What would you attempt to do if you knew you wouldn't fail?" That's a great question, an inspiring question. When most